Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2¾ cents, May wheat up a penny and a quarter, and May beans down 4¼ cents. Dollars up just a few ticks, crude oil's up 16 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to be steady, maybe a little higher. The wheat was firm overnight in Chicago and Kansas City. We still have a lot of rain in the forecast in the plains for the weekend. We know that there's a lot of snow melt up north that's got to melt yet, and we'll head downstream at some point. So the wheat looks, you know, a little bit iffy here. We did have the sale to Egypt yesterday, 120,000 metric tons. So that was a bit of a positive out here. But the corn and beans, obviously, the trade believes that we're going to see big numbers on Friday's reports. I think the corn carryout or the corn stocks number won't be as bearish as some people might think it might be. But we're going to pick up a couple million acres. And with the carryouts, what they are, you know, we need a trade deal. Same thing with the beans. I think it's going to show huge, huge stocks. And without a Chinese trade deal, the market can move lower. The only thing that may stop it is if we can get some kind of surprise out here and the funds want to cover short positions. They're short about 260,000 contracts of corn. They're short about 70,000 beans. So hopefully we can get something that will spark these funds to cover their short positions. We haven't heard anything on the trade deal aside from the fact that it's probably going to move to Washington early next week. And they're hopeful for a trade deal sometime in April. But, you know, we've been hearing that every couple of weeks for the last 2 months. So path of least resistance seems to be lower. Nobody wants to step in, get in the way of the funds out here without some kind of bullish news, which we don't really seem to have an awful lot of out here. The weather, again, looks fairly rainy throughout much of the Midwest over the weekend. That won't help things out here. Ultimately, I think we're going to lose a few corn acres, and that'll most likely go into beans. But we really don't see anything here friendly. We didn't see any export announcements this morning, so that's always a bit of a negative. We need to see a trade deal where this market can head south. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.